Hello, great people. How are you all doing today? I'm delighted to come aboard as always to come talk about my own dealings and my own practical scenarios to help us be a better version of ourselves. So I'm very delighted to come aboard today as always. My name is Ugona Wankuno, and if this is your first time on Steady Life, Steady Life is all about helping us be the best version of ourselves. So I'm very grateful that you're on board today. Thank you for taking a few moments of your time to listen. Last week we started a few topics, and the new topic was about help. So I wasn't really talking about financial help, soliciting for finances from people, but the help I was talking about here is how to use the people around us positively such that they help us extend the reach of our works. I'm an artist. Whenever I do drawings, I have a group, I have a platform in which I share the links that, okay, friends, this is my new artwork, please take a few moments of your time to probably interact with this post, share your views on it. So that is the kind of help I'm directing this episode to. The need for us to see how people play a very important role in helping us get our works to reach a wider audience. Let's give a little scenario. Imagine you have a contact base about 1,000 and you share just your work to a few people. Just, okay, please, this is that which I am doing. I would like you to probably just repost this. And that is one very thing that is very crucial amongst us here in Nigeria. When we start up a little skill or something, or a little brand, we tend to use people's help to publicize our works. It is a very, very positive idea to growth, because people would be willing to support. It doesn't cost anything to just report somebody's craft or business on your status, but it just has to be that, okay, you have a relationship with a person, meaning that you guys are friends or you've known each other for a while or something, for you to go that length to forwarding stuff to people. So, but the help you get is this different, such that you might have a few contact lists, and the other person that wants to help you share your stuff with your status might have a reasonable number of contact base. So the number of people that are viewing your stuff on just the status, you might not have the same number of people on the other person's contact base. So your work tends to reach a more wider people with just a few help from people. So that is just the help I'm talking about. That is where it is directed towards. In the past, I could remember when I started this podcast, so to be, I added a few people, added to a group chat or a broadcast list that, okay, whenever it is I drop new content on Steady Life, I just made it known to them that, okay, this is a new content I've dropped. Please let me know where I'm getting it wrong. Let me know where I'm getting it right. Is this okay? What should I get better on? This is a whole process of getting help in that which I'm doing. It only helps you be a better version of yourself. So a reasonable number of people would give me reviews that, wow, this is very good. Wow, this is quite okay. Work on this, work on this, work on this. And I could literally tell from the view. I would listen to my podcast over and over again myself to hear what it is that they've corrected me about, and to look out for how to make it better in the next episode whenever it is I'm recording. And it has really, really been helpful. When it gets to drawing also, I'll post something probably on my status. If it's quite okay, people would probably take a screenshot, share. All of these processes are helping me have a reasonable number of audience that would say, okay, I've seen this brand over somebody's status, I've heard about this name before. That is how help works. When you use people's help positively to expand your reach, to make whatever it is you're doing known. I had a conversation with a friend in the past, and it was making me realize the need why he doesn't probably why he feels he doesn't need people's help. Not disputing the fact that at some point you might feel that, oh, what's the need for people to help me? I can do everything all by myself. No, but I was trying to make him see the need why he needed people's help, such that he felt if people will always have this entitlement responsibility that, okay, they helped you while you were growing, why is it now that they need your help and you can't replicate that? No, it shouldn't be that way, and it shouldn't really be that way, because I mean, if you really want people to help you, your primary focus shouldn't be about getting better and then abandoning them. We all need help. It should be replicated, vice versa. So if someone is rendering their help to you today, it's not because that person renders help to you today that should be a reason for you to end that help to that person tomorrow. You should always want to help people. That should be a very good course to embark on. But in as much as it was letting me realize that people would have this entitlement responsibility that they were the one who helped you become successful, that is why he's doing his journey all by himself, it's a good reason, fine, but If it's to take you 5 days to get to a destination and you feel you want to look for the journey, find the route yourself, it will still take that 5 days or more. But imagine you asked somebody on the first day that, okay, this is where I am headed, how do I get here? The person would probably tell you that, okay, take this route, it's shorter, take this route, it's shorter. So that has caught you a few days of the appropriate 5 days in which you should have used. So that is just how help works. Help tends to shorten the duration of your stress and labor, and it helps to give you a sense of direction that, okay, you're actually headed the right way. So while I would send this contact to the broadcast to, or the message to my contact list, a few people will respond. I would remind them to subscribe that, okay, please, have you done this? Have you done this? A few people will respond. All of this will still amount to a reasonable number of audience for me. Just like stories in the Bible that your friend is in need of bread and you go knocking and your friend will tell you that, okay, it's late, my family are asleep, I can't get off the bed to give you this bread. But you have to be persistent about it. If you keep knocking and knocking, he won't get off the bed to give you the bread because he wants to, but because you are knocking persistently and he's bothered about your knock, so he would attend to you. That's just how I feel the help should be. And I don't mean you should bore people with so much of messages, I'm guilty of that, but it's just a process that sometimes a message dropping at that point could be a reason for that person to listen or do whatever it is you want them to do. So the person would get off the bed and it would attend to your friend by giving him the bread. So that is just how it works. So if you need people's help, you want them to help you out by probably checking what it is you've done, that okay, they should give you the acknowledgement if this is okay or not. It has to be an action in which you put forth. You don't just sit back and watch the magic happen. You have to go to that right place and that, okay, this is that which I've done, let me hear your view on this. If it's okay, would you mind help me repost this? If the person says fine, if the person says no, there's not enough reason for you to take that against the person that this person is not willing to help. So just understand people, know the kind of people you send your stuff to, like, is this person worth it? I have people, when I mean people, I have a reasonable number of contact lists that, okay, these people, I can't send certain messages to them. These people, this kind of content shouldn't be for them. So that is how you should do your stuff. So don't just group everybody together and just send everybody messages that would probably not be appropriate. So know your contact base, know those that can get stuff and would be willing to help you in that line. So that is how it has been. And the result so far has really, really been amazing, because people tend to make me see from their own view that, no, this thing which you've done, why not try this way. So that is how help is very crucial. We shouldn't take people's help for granted that, okay, even my brand, when I draw something, if it is very fascinating, just a single repost can earn me a lot of acknowledgement or recipient from others that, okay, no, this person is a very good or creative being. So that is how it is, and today's episode on help. So I will try as much as possible to drop a link to the book or the article I told you my friend publicized. I will try to drop it probably on my Instagram handle at Ugonamakuno, so you could probably read up and enjoy reading it. And also, I have a good news. I got published a particular story of me about how I started my own art career, and everything was published by Impact Magazine. So if you're on Instagram, you could visit at Impact Magazine to read it up. You would see my name there on one of the cover photos and something, and I'm grateful. It's part of the growing process, like I said. So it's not a destination and it's not enough reason for me to be complacent. So I just have to keep working more on myself to be a better version of myself. Thank you all for staying tuned today on Steady Life. I am very, very grateful. If you need any thing, you want to reach out to me for questioning and all that, feel free to send a mail, same handle at Ugonamakuno, or probably send a DM via other social platform at Ugonamakuno. Thank you for staying with me today. I'm really grateful. Bye for now. Thank you.